see that the population is really, really for the free and transparent election for change, because till now, our country is one of the last country in the age of development. So, but one of the big problems actually is related to the independence of the electoral institutions. I would like to talk about the independence and neutrality of ANJ. ANJ is this institution in charge of organizing the election and also the constitutional court. You know, most of the political actors, when the electoral code has been voted, they think that this electoral code is cannot guarantee the independence and the neutrality of the institutions. And right now, most of the people who have been signed as members of these institutions, most of them are members of the party MPS. That is one of the big problems. And most of the people are actually the so-called ANJ, the institution in charge of the election, is having some position related to the provision of the electoral code, the provision related to photography of the results, to display the results, related to the delivery of minutes to candidates' delegates. And they are even trying to introduce some provision that is not in the electoral code. That's one of the big problems. So we are a bit afraid that in this period be some violation of human rights. So what we are calling for the independence of the all institutions in charge of the elections. And we know that in this country, it's not easy to have the so-called independent institutions. So you can see that the population is afraid, even if in the electoral code, it's clear that the institution in charge of election are independent. So we are calling for each party to avoid human rights violation before, during, and after the elections, and to let every citizen vote freely, and this can be guaranteed peace and pacification of Chad. That is our position. That is my position.
Do you support any particular candidate?
I'm not supporting any candidates myself. As the president of the Bar Association, the Chad Bar Association is calling for free and independent elections so that the results will be really what is coming from the vote of the population.